Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9 a.m., Ben and Woods. We've got 1 hour and one show left. And then Woodsy should be back, barring any travel nightmares like Joe Musgrove had this week.
Yeah.
And what happens if his flight from Kauai is canceled and he's stuck there?
Like, I don't know what his schedule looks like because I know he comes back tomorrow. I don't know exactly what time. But we have a Tier 1 baseball game tomorrow night at 6:30 that I know he will not be here in time for.
He's probably not landing until tomorrow evening.
And then he's going to have to turn around and he's going to have the jet lag. Does it work the other way? Coming this way?
It's better coming this way, I think, from west to east is less jet lag. The worst jet lag is east to west. Mm. Sammy, do you remember when you came out? You didn't. You drove out, though. So
I did drive out. But 3 hours isn't much, though.
That'll be fine.
So you did.
I bet he was ready to come back this morning, but he's stuck on an island. He can't go anywhere.
What do you think he's going to say about his vacation? Because he's on Kauai, right? I've never been to Hawaii. He's on Kauai, which is beautiful. That's like one
it's
of the remote
islands.
Yeah, it's one of the remote islands.
Furthest out toward the west.
Now, he did have the full family with him. So
correct.
That's two small children.
He's ready to come back to work.
Okay. You've heard that?
Ready. Okay. We've heard rumors.
Okay.
The rumor mill. Jeff Passan's reporting that Woodsy is ready. He loves his vacation, but he's ready to come back to work.
I think with the small children, that always, there's an aspect of, at times, it's a trip, not a vacation.
Right.
And then there's times where it's a vacation.
He also has his in-laws are there, so it's not... It's not 100% that they have to watch them every second, which helps it be a vacation, I think.
Right.
But he may even call in today. He said he was thinking about it.
Just quickly before the round of report. So we heard about Joe's travel difficulties in his Southwest flight that was supposed to go to San Antonio that got canceled.
Right. Now, why would it have got canceled? I did not dive into this.
I didn't either.
Was it weather?
Well,
he took a late flight because he was at the game.
Yes.
Which I get, which is totally fine. I don't, why would it have been
mechanical issues, staffing issues? There's many reasons. Ask Delta Airlines why flights may be canceled. CrowdStrike issues. I don't know. But apparently he got word that, oh, that's the last flight to San Antonio and it's not going to San Antonio anymore. So they had to pivot, send him to Fresno instead. And I assume they found a puddle jumper to Fresno. I doubt he drove there, but I don't actually know. Now, you did the minor league circuit.
Hey, Joe, we got a six-hour drive to Fresno.
I can't imagine he drove.
I mean, he might have.
I think he flew.
It's possible, but it's not like it's that much easier to get to Fresno from San Diego. He could have driven.
I could see Joe Musgrove saying, you know what, I'll just get in the car.
Someone drove Joe, perhaps.
Or somebody drove him.
I'm not sure whether he flew or drove.
Helicopter.
By the way, just baseball-wise, we talked about like when he might come back. They said earlier this week that one of the reasons he was going to go to San Antonio was to face a higher level of hitters. I do wonder if they'd want him to do that still before he... gets on a major league mound, I don't know. Possible.
Now, they got four hits off of him, but he was just lighting up the strike zone, so they knew that, and that's fine. Now, you did the minor league circuit.
I did, you got
as high as double A.
Yes.
Double A travel is it still mostly buses?
It is all buses.
It's all buses.
Yes.
There was no flying at all. I mean, there had to be some longer trips, though.
Oh, yeah. Texas League, when we would go.
Texas
in
is
fact,
huge.
The funniest part is,
and there's
is
teams
like,
that are not even in Texas in the Texas League.
Oh, yeah. You've got Wichita, Kansas now. You've got Tulsa, Oklahoma, Springdale, Arkansas.
Like, if you had to go from San Antonio to Wichita.
Right. Little Rock, Arkansas. Look on a map where Little Rock, Arkansas is compared to, like, Midland, Texas. I mean, these are not, like, same parts of the country, and they would be in the same league.
San Antonio to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Springfield,
is a
Missouri.
9-hour drive.
I guess I assume that there was one or two that you just had to fly to.
No. Like, to go from Corpus Christi to Springfield, I think, was the longest trip I ever took. And that was like 11, 12 hours-ish. And remember, too, there's limits on the bus drivers. So, like, they can't drive 15 hours with brakes. So you have to stop at some point. There's a transition period where they switch out the driver. Remember, you also get out and people got to go to the bathroom. You eat. Oh, yeah. There were trips that took you 12, 13, 14 hours. And sometimes those were overnight. And that, I also.
These aren't sleeper buses. These are just
regular
seat
pretty nice
buses.
Coach buses, yeah. But not sleeper buses. In fact, though, my first season in Amarillo, 2019, we did have a sleeper bus. We had one regular coach bus and one sleeper bus on some trips. I never went in the sleeper bus. The sleeper bus, the players liked it because they could lay down and stretch out, which I totally got. It was weird, though, because you were laying the whole time, and it was like bunks, like three here, three across. The players really liked it. I never
went on a
sleeper
bus. But if you wanted to, like, work in laptop or something like that,
no.
The sleeper bus is not
good
for that.
And also, we always had two buses, so you always got, like, your own row for the most part. So
you
had plenty of room.
Did you get experience with both? Like, didn't the minor leagues, they had more of a major league type of schedule where a couple series a week and
yes.
then they switch to
correct
you play one team like
right.
six games in a row
right.
in a week and then you're off on Monday
right
to so travel they, to the next
right so they switched that I think
post-pandemic.
I can't remember if it was 19 or 21 when they did all the restructuring, but it used to be where like you would play, you did way more traveling because you would play, you're right, 3-4 games and then go to the next city, right? And go back to places multiple times. And then they made it where it was the Tuesday to Sunday off day Monday. And it's like that the whole way, you play a 6-game series. So the point of that was to reduce the travel. But I will say, like, from the baseball perspective, I know a lot of guys don't love it because, like, for a starting pitcher, your pitcher on Tuesday then will face the same team his next start.
Oh, yeah, in the last game of the
season.
Yeah,
series. And you see those same relievers a lot. From a baseball perspective, I know there's a group of people that don't love it, but from a travel perspective and a logistic perspective, there are major benefits. Yes.
Enrique in the YouTube chat says, Ben and Woods Tier 1 bus for events sounds pretty cool. Woods would be that dad that's like, don't make me turn this bus around, LOL. Would Woods be driving the bus?
Not a chance.
He might.
I think
you drove. Paul's probably driving the
Paul?
Bus, to be honest. He drove us back from spring training as we both fell asleep.
In fact,
so
I know we got to do the Ron the Report, but I actually, our bus driver, my first year in Amarillo, 2019, he was at a Padres game a few weeks ago. I went into the upper deck.
You went
deck.
To find him?
Yes, he was with his kids.
You still keep in touch
he
with
texted,
the bus drivers
yes,
from 2019?
He texted me. I went to the upper deck. I sat with him for a few innings in the upper deck, and it was great. It was awesome. So,
Sammy and the bus driver.
Yeah, shout out to Matt.
Let's get to the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Sammy does that well.
He does. Maybe we'll replace it. All right, let's pay off the tease, Ben. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about winning teams like the Padres most of the morning, but the opposite of that would be the Chicago White Sox. They are on the verge of making history here. We said it. We had Jordan on Friday, Jordan Schusterman, and we were trying to remember what the all-time record was. I think it was the 1961 Phillies had lost 23 games in a row. And the White Sox just lost their 20th. They are one shy of the American League record.
Which was crazy because that record, I remember that. That was the Orioles. I want to say 1988.
To start the season.
And they started 0-21.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, 21 in a row.
You want a fan base to start panicking? I mean, 0-21.
0-21. That's
might as well. I mean, wow, that's a quick
start.
Wait until next season because you're not coming back from 0-21.
Longest losing streak in 36 years. Their last win, I believe, was July 8th.
I think there's been, what, about seven teams all time that have ever lost at least 20 in a row. And then 21 and 23 are in a league of their own. So
now, the White Sox play the A's starting tonight. So if they are going to...
Somebody has to win.
If they're going to tie...
The A's gave the Dodgers trouble this weekend.
Hey,
Mark Kotze has kept that team from what could have been a disaster, from giving up. They've done I mean, their record's not good, but it's certainly not any more embarrassing than most usual bad teams'
records. Let me ask you this. If you're one of the 14 remaining White Sox fans... Once you hit, I mean, I don't know what the number is, but they're at 20 right now.
Oh, I'm cheering for it.
You kind of
Is there a White Sox fan who's like, you know what, they deserve it, just keep losing?
Yeah, no, I think for sure.
I think you kind of have to,
yeah,
right?
No, I would bet if you would poll White Sox fans, I would not be shocked if there was a majority of White Sox fans that said we want them to set the record.
Once
if you're going to lose, you might as well do it.
We want rock bottom.
Once the record is like within sight, you're you know what? You don't want to just be the terrible team that lost 22 in a row.
I mean, but we're still talking about the Orioles and the Phillies.
You know who I feel bad for?
And I don't
for.
Know that I want to be that team that's talked about forever as the longest losing streak in history.
I feel bad for Steven Wilson.
Yes. How come they didn't trade him at the deadline? Is he hurt or something?
I mean, I like Steven Wilson a lot. Good guy. And I think he's had a pretty good year based on what I saw a couple days ago. But it's what it is.
It is what it is.
They're casting the movie for the Moneyball was the 20 wins in a row. Do we get a 20 loss in a row? White Sox movie.
The worst movie of all time. All right, we'll move on.
Get stuck in the middle. I mean, who's the little girl who gets to sing the song about the losing streak? It's just not
you
as fun.
You can write the script. Who would you get to star in that one?
Who we got? Brad Pitt as Jerry Reinsdorf. No, I don't think so.
All right, we talked about Blake Snell earlier. He threw the no-hitter on Friday night. His first career no-hitter. His first career complete game. First time ever pitching in the ninth inning. There were a couple of moments, though, after the game that we hadn't gotten to. I wanted to bring some light to that. First of all, I don't know if he had to go through concussion protocol or if the Giants just haven't had a lot of practice with the Gatorade dumps this year.
Yeah, this was bad.
They, like, came up from behind him. He had just put the headset on to talk to the broadcasters, and they just level him with the... with the cooler.
So it wasn't the Gatorade cooler in which the top just comes off and then you just dump it on top of them. This was one of those like
you big, take to the beach. Yes.
Yeah, this is like an igloo.
Yeah, this is like an igloo cooler with, with one of the attached lids that swings open and closed. And they totally just biffed it and nailed him
in
the head.
He's already getting doused with cold, ice cold water. But then they just bash him right in the back of the head.
Feeling, uh-oh, it's locked.
Dead!
Coach!
Hey, it's cold.
Got him.
I gotta collect my breath.
Please do.
Man, get a replay of that. That's how you don't do it. They hit me in the head with the dang lid. I mean,
that's the biggest fail of a Gatorade ice dump that I've ever seen.
No kidding.
I mean, you could have had a concussion from that thing. Those are heavy lids.
They're very.
That did not feel, he laughed it off. I guarantee you, that did not feel good at all.
One of my favorite parts about the Gatorade dump is that there are clearly players that really don't enjoy it or like it or want it. Most don't care, I think, but there's a group of guys who are totally not about it.
I loved the
clip. I don't know that Blake Snell loved that.
I loved the clip last week of Manny and, was it Tyler Wade, carrying the bucket over, and you hear Manny, he's on camera, he goes, "Look out, Bob! Watch out, Bob!" And then they just get him. And then after the game, Blake Snell was in front of his locker and was asked about, you know, not historically pitching much past the seventh inning at all in his career, and he had a message for everyone.
How would you describe how you were feeling? I mean, it's the first time you pitched into the ninth inning, and it's a no-hitter.
They can't say it anymore, you know? Complete game, shutout, no-hitter, leave me alone. He doesn't go to the ninth, doesn't go to the eighth. You know how good that feels? Just did it. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, just because in your first 201 career starts, you didn't pitch deep into the game. We did come up with a bit of a narrative about you, Blake Snell, that you weren't that efficient with your pitches, and you probably weren't going to go, you know, 8 or 9 innings most time. I'm sorry that we just invented that out of thin air because you didn't do it in your first 201 starts.
How dare we?
I really, that would have been so cool if they would have found a way to bring him here at the deadline.
Yeah.
Just for the storyline and to get him back and the quotes. And
then he threw the no-hitter with the Padres in his first start instead.
A week after Cease threw his. I mean, he's opting out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now I think he's for on sure. track.
A couple
to
months
opt
ago, it wasn't looking
a
good.
A Boris guy, he's going to opt out. Because to me, he could get the same money for next year.
Is he still
could
a Boris guy?
I think
he's
so. Oh, no, he changed.
Jordan Montgomery fired him. Would you trust Boris again to go through this again?
I think so.
If I'm Blake, I want to sign early.
I guess you got to go with the track record, but yeah, you got to be. I'd be so nervous.
I'd be like Nick Martinez. I am signing like November 7th or whatever the first day is.
I
want to know where I'm going.
I would think he's got to opt out and try to get.
Because you're right, he'll get the 30
again.
Or whatever.
Blake can sign the same deal he signed this year with. Whomever again,
a 2 year.
But you got to try
but
again,
he
right?
Wait
to get
until
to
March
get the money
to do it,
right?
Right.
If I'm a team, I wouldn't want to wait till then because
if I want Blake Snell,
you want him early.
I'd make an aggressive but somewhat team friendly offer on November 8th. Say, if you want this now, you can have it now, or you can play the game and wait until spring training and try to see if you can get more than this. But if you want this now,
right?
We're offering it to you right now.
Right, and I wonder if what happened this past offseason would influence him in saying, okay, hey, here's the deal on December 5th,
I just don't know
let's
that,
take it.
I don't know that Boris would advise him to do that.
That's a great
but
point.
I think he would be very interested in something like that.
All right, and then finally, got a story here. Ford is trying to patent a system that would have a camera on your car that automatically can report speeding to the police.
Well, I don't want that. I mean, I don't speed, obviously, but if I did, I wouldn't want my car telling the police that I was speeding.
Yeah, that's...
That's Big Brother.
That's
not
Big
good.
Brother.
That's bad.
Sounds like
that's
a bad
major
idea.
Big Brother.
That's
like,
bad.
That sounds like it might steer you away from buying said Ford.
Never going to buy a Ford if that's the case.
Who would buy that?
Well, there's a second part of the story here. It's not going to actually monitor your Ford vehicle. It's going to use onboard cameras to snitch on others around you.
Narc cam.
So if you're cruising down the freeway at a responsible, legal 65 miles per hour and some guy comes flying past you at 90, your camera could theoretically pick up that speed and report it to the police for the other guy, not for you.
I got a laugh out loud in the chat from I Need Money who said, the Kia snitch.
The Ford narc.
No,
so
I'm,
essentially,
I'm out on that.
You don't know where the speed traps are. They could be any driver next to you could be a speed trap.
I really
got to
get to where I'm going. Oh, crap. It's a Ford.
And you're looking
slow down.
All right. There's no one on the freeway. There's no cops. Obviously, that's not a cop car. It's just a Ford Fusion driving. I'm just driving. The only other car on this road is a Ford Fusion. So if I need to go 85 to get to work, I can do that safely. But that Ford Fusion may now be reporting you to the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I would consider a technology that prevented texting or certain usage of the phone while driving.
Yeah.
That I could get on board with. And I'm almost shocked that we don't have that yet.
Like
I
mean, your phone just can't tell that you're traveling
know.
At a certain
we
mile
can,
per
like,
hour.
Like, hey, you can't open up messages if your phone is traveling.
What if you're like, well, I'm not driving. I'm in the back seat or
yeah,
something.
That's true.
I mean,
yes.
You can prevent speeding if you want. Have anyone been in a golf cart in the last 40 years?
The governor?
They got a governor, and it won't let you go any faster than What's 20 that? Or whatever it is.
What's the governor?
The governor on a golf cart limits how fast the cart can go. Like the most you can do is like 20 or
something. The governor of the state.
No, the governor, it's called the governor. It's something that throttles back the engine. And I think the guys who work at the golf course, the cart shop, they can turn it off if they want the cart to have a little extra juice and they can go faster. But when they give it to you, a player, they turn on that governor
either.
And it keeps the golf cart from going as fast as you would really like it to go. And they could do that with cars.
How fast do you need to go on the course?
I mean, you know, fast. Got to get your ball.
I don't know how fast you actually get it. 10 miles an hour? How fast do they actually go?
I mean, it's frustrating, you know, and sometimes they'll make it even slower. Like when you're around the clubhouse area, it'll come down to a crawl and you just like, there's no one here. I just want to go faster than 3 miles an hour through this zone.
The beef in the chat said, what if you need the speed to get away from something? That's a good point.
Yeah, like the cop.
Yeah,
it's chasing you.
Well, right now, Ford is just trying... Ford's just trying to secure the patent for this. They're not installing these cameras, I would assume, anytime soon. And I'm sure there would be quite a legal debate.
That's Big Brother. Yes.
Yeah. The Kia snitch that slayed me, though. Good job out there. All right. Good job on the Rindle Report, Polly. We got Sammy in studio. We can talk some more baseball. If you want to talk to Sammy, give him a call. 833-288-0973. Just ask him a question. I mean, we've talked for years. But
call
Sammy's
me about
here.
Pickleball. I'll answer some of
those. There you go. Sammy's off-season hobbies. What's he got going on his off day the rest of the day today? We'll find out next after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sammy Levitt's in studio, and nice enough to come in on what otherwise would be a rare off day, although they've been less rare lately.
I've had so many off days.
They've, in fact, I just noticed, for the first time this season, there's actually some teams that have played as many games as the San Diego Padres in Major League Baseball. Mm. There was a point there where the Padres had played at least four more games than every team, and like seven or eight more than
the Rockies
like the
were right there this weekend. They were like it. 111, 112.
Yeah, so there are teams that have now caught up thanks to the Padres' recent string of off days. Now, those are going to come to an end. After today, I believe, Padres go on a stretch. Look at your little your calendar behind you there, Paulie.
I think it might be like 18 of 19.
19 or something. So, valuable off day for you, Sammy, here, because you get a long stretch of work coming up.
So, they play tomorrow. They are off next Thursday the 15th.
And that's the only one.
And then their next off day is not until Tuesday, September 3rd.
So,
and that's a weird week where they play at home at Petco against the Tigers on Monday, Labor Day, off Tuesday, and then they finish the rest of that three-game series Wednesday, Thursday.
Huh. So
why are they off?
My guess would be that the Tigers – well – or the Padres. You can only play 20 games in a row, according to the collective bargaining agreement. So occasionally you have to split up a series because if like it was the 18th or 19th, 20th games, you can't play all three of them in a row.
Mm.
So that would be my guess. One of those two teams is hitting their maximum.
That would be
there.
If they didn't have that day off, it would be 19 in a row.
So maybe it's the Tigers. I don't know. But so you're saying there's only one off day between tomorrow, August 6th and September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Just one off day. Mm-hmm. Sammy, you've got a long stretch coming.
Yeah. I will say this, though.
You have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
yeah.
in September.
The difference between when they're home and on the road for me is significant. the road games are easier. They're harder content-wise, but they're easier schedule-wise.
Yes, yeah, you're just coming into the studio.
The home games, then, yeah. I get ready in the morning because I don't have any time to do any notes when I get there, and then it's clubhouse and manager.
Running
and,
everywhere.
Yes, and you're running all over the place and setting up the equipment. Home games are quite literally an all-day, morning to like 11 p.m. affair. Road games, it's easier. I can get here a few hours before and really get going.
So now that you know this is an extremely valuable and rare off day, how are you going to make it special?
I've toyed with the idea of driving up towards Carlsbad, Encinitas, maybe finding a nice coffee shop, get some stuff done.
We have like 42 of them in Encinitas. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Maybe yeah. that. I may stick around here, play some pickleball. I think pickleball will be in my future today.
Big pickleball guy.
Oh, yeah. Do you have regular opponents? How do you just let go and show up?
I started playing shortly. I take that back. I wasn't playing before spring training. I started playing during the season. This is a few months ago. I either go to open play in the morning or the afternoon, depending on where I am. I actually, when I was in Encinitas during the All-Star break, I played for the first time at Bobby Riggs
yep.
Tennis Center, and that was nice.
That's become a pickleball
yes,
haven in North
Yes, they have
County.
Like 30 courts, yeah. And it was packed. So I just go to the open plays. Now, here's the interesting thing. When I play, you know, it's like a Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. Typically, the people I play with are older than me, but that does not mean I beat them. Because pickleball, it's not like how well... You know, you can move or your athleticism or youth.
Are you playing singles or doubles,
doubles
usually?
Doubles. Doubles, yes.
Pickleball, I'm told, is more fun with
more
doubles.
More doubles, yes. I don't think I've ever seen people playing singles right. in an open play.
So you
ever.
May just get a random partner and then two random
yeah,
opponents.
Yeah, it's where you line up your paddles and whoever your paddle is next to, you
wow.
play with.
That's bold.
Yeah. So it's fun. But I mean, sometimes I play well. Sometimes, you know, people that are twice my age are cooking me.
Interesting.
Absolutely cooked.
Jeff, when I heard he heard that Sammy was taking questions, called right in. So let's get to him here before the bottom of the hour.
Is this
Hi, Jeff.
My dad?
No, I don't think so. This is Jeff from our YouTube chat.
Oh.
Hi, Sammy. Yes, hey. I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because of your background with the sod poodles.
Okay.
So you've been around minor league baseball. You've seen your share of weird and fun jerseys. Now, with Nike being the oligarchy of jersey design and distribution, if it was up to you and you could have the Padres wear a weird, fun, or creative jersey for a game or a homestand, what would the design be?
That's a great question. The Padres in particular, I feel like, actually, with Craig sitting outside, I feel like we actually tackled this topic during the winter at some point when I filled in. Well,
because you've seen like minor leaguers,
yeah.
Do, like,
so,
the
so
it's, Jedi,
right?
Like,
so,
you
there
know,
are two
Star Wars.
There are really two or... categories of this. There are like theme games or theme right. weekends where maybe they'll wear Star Wars themed jerseys or whatever, something crazy. Like, or it could be something about the community. Like in Corpus Christi, they were the Blue Ghosts because the World War II ship sits. The Lexington, USS Lexington, sits in Corpus, so they were the Blue Ghosts for the weekend, or the Snow Cones, the Raspas was the word. So they have stuff like that.
San Antonio does the chanclas,
right,
the flip-flops,
right,
is their
exactly.
alternative
and,
to hats.
Yeah,
so,
and minor
yeah.
league baseball has initiatives to do this stuff. But then there's just like weird ones. Like in Amarillo, this was after I was done there already, they are the Amarillo calf fries. And a calf fry is... it's a deep fried, I don't know if I can say the word on the radio. It's a deep fried.
Rocky Mountain Oyster.
Yes,
Mountain Oyster.
Yes. Yeah, it's a rock. Yeah. Okay. So you can't say it. I don't know.
Probably can.
It's a Rocky Mountain Oyster, but I guess another name for them deep fried is the calf fry. So they are the Amarillo calf fries. Hmm. By the way, I was in Amarillo for 3 years. I never had a calf fry.
You weren't touching it.
No. Hmm. But, well, I, you know, for the Padres, like, I think we talked about this with Craig.
I mean,
like,
there's City Connects already.
Yeah.
So
but maybe like it would be, hey, the San Diego, California burritos, and they'd have a big burrito on the front of the jersey. Like they do, you know, they
but
do
then there's
weird
the theme.
Stuff.
Now, does anyone remember Turn Ahead the Clock weekend in Major League Baseball? I feel like this was maybe in the 80s.
This was like Mercury Mets.
Or 90s.
Which was a famous one.
And they tried to imagine what uniforms of the future would look like. with like futuristic fonts. And instead of the player names going across left to right, they had them going like up and down, because for some reason in the future, we like to read things up to down as opposed to left to right. I'm not sure that they totally nailed that. They had like cut off tops. They'd have no sleeves in the future,
right?
Because, you know, in the future, you're not going to need sleeves anymore. I don't know that they really nailed it, though, because for the most part, baseball uniforms, and this is, I assume, because this was like the 80s or early 90s, they're thinking, okay, what is 2024? What are uniforms going to look like deep into the future? They look pretty much like they did in 1988. Uniforms haven't changed that much in that amount of time. Technology, they're probably a little lighter and more comfortable for the players. But in terms of visuals, a lot of teams, like the Yankees, the Cardinals, they haven't changed them one bit in all those years. Padres, of course, have changed their colors, but their uniforms are still uniforms, just like they always were.
Mrs. Reindl's watching. She says, what is Sammy watching on TV these days?
I don't watch a lot of TV. I started watching that Giants Hard Knocks, the off-season Hard Knocks.
Everyone says it's really good.
I watched
the first episode of that. That was good. I don't watch a lot of TV.
One of the best Hard Knocks they've had in years.
Oh, well, hold on. Megan, Below Deck. That's what I watch on Bravo. I'm all in. I want to be a deckhand. That's my my next chapter.
You know our friend Matt Janella, he's a husband on the new Real Housewives of Orange County.
Him tweet that.
Yeah, his wife's on the one
so
of
maybe
the cast
he has connections.
Show.
He might be able to get you on.
On Below Deck.
Forget baseball.
He may be able to. Yeah. Sammy's new life. Do you want to work on the ship? You want to be one of the crew members?
I want to be on the TV show working on the whole show. The whole show is about working on the ship.
Do you want to be one of the guests?
No.
No, but they also have the guests who come.
I want to work. I want the drama.
Move over Captain Sandy. Make room for Captain Sammy.
There we go. Yes. Below Deck. I'm in. We need to make that connection.
All right, last segment coming up. Annie and Elston standing by. Craig got here early today. I think he's chomping at the bit for his show at 10 o'clock. A little more with Sam Levitt next year on 97.3 The Fan. You can listen to Sam Levitt's podcast, Inside San Diego Baseball, where Sam covers everything going on with the Padres. Just find it at 97.3thefansd.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. So, like, right now, if I wanted to hear Sam Levitt's voice, I could go to my Odyssey app. I could look up the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast. I could play whatever I wanted. And right now, I could hear Sam's voice. It would sound something like,
Padres beat the Nationals. Rockies 10-2 tonight.
They beat the Nationals.
Yes, they did.
That's actually live Sam Levitt. He's been in studio with us since 8 o'clock this morning. Appreciate it, Sammy, having you in. It's been nice and
been
fun
great.
Chatting with you.
I
very good.
I will say, though, I'm so unaccustomed to driving here at like 7:30 on a weekday that I'm not used to 15 here getting so backed up.
A little traffic.
We come rarely.
We come in well before
that.
There's traffic, so I don't really know what it looks like at other than looking
a little
out the
backed
window.
Up, not crazy.
From like 7 to 9:45.
Well, sometimes when I'm in here, when the team's on the road during a long road trip, and you sit in this room, I don't know if you ever get this feeling, and I think to myself, and especially like when it's like, you know, 10:30 at night on a Wednesday, is anybody listening? Now, the numbers say they are, but what I will do is I'll look behind where you're sitting, Ben, and I'll look at the highway, or I'll look there during rush hour, and I'll say, there's got to be some of those cars that have us on right now.
Captive audience.
Yes, it reminds you there are people in their cars driving, relying on us for their entertainment.
We were talking about it last week, Ben. When Ben started out at the mighty 690, how late was live programming?
Oh, 2 a.m. We went, I think, 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. live and local programming all day long. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of people in Southern California, a lot of people in San Diego, and I feel blessed. I mean, it used to be the only place you really listened was in your car, but now with the YouTube stream and the Odyssey app and podcasting, I think we have more people than ever who actually will listen at home, people who, you know, getting ready for work in the morning or school. And
people that grew
watch
up
us on YouTube
here and move away or something.
Yeah, and out-of-towners, it's fantastic. People have been saying for many years that radio is dying. I think radio is better than it has ever been in some ways.
I think whether it's radio or just audio in general, I think listening to audio is as big as it's ever been in whatever form that is. If it's podcasts,
right.
If it's live, if it's YouTube, if it's whatever. I mean, think everybody and their brother has a podcast
right. We're
these
not,
days, right?
Yeah. When I say radio, yeah, I don't necessarily
it's
mean
about it, right.
dialing up 97.3
yes.
on a transistor or in your car. I just mean listening to the audio
right,
that this
right.
station produces in its many forms.
And I would give Adam credit, too, because he was pushing, I know you guys and me, and I think all of us, onto YouTube kind of well before we actually did it.
Oh, he
Paul was on it.
I mean,
Paulie was big in our YouTube yeah. birth.
He, you're right in that he wanted to do it, but we wanted to make sure we were
yeah,
able
to
do
yes.
it right.
Yes, which
and
you
then
do,
we it was kind of our idea to do the Christmas and holiday extravaganza
yes.
on YouTube that
which,
one year, which Adam then came in and killed the feed.
Completely. Now remember that first time we ever did YouTube, I was sitting out there.
Hey.
I was sitting out there directing. Right, because I was
you're helping out.
I was doing it on a laptop out there, switching the cameras.
I just
and
wanted
then
to know
Adam
what this big red
on,
button
yes,
that says
end
stream does. Oh,
and then what goodness. Is the button that says "Are you sure?"
So we did that to wrap up the year. That would have been in 2022, and then
22,
in 2023
yes.
we started building it early in the year, and we wanted to launch it for spring training. Our spring training trip, we're like, hey,
yep.
let's show you the sites that we're trying to describe on the radio. Let's kind of bring a camera and show you guys, and then we stuck with it, and it worked out,
yeah.
and it's been a fun
good.
Evolution.
So Mac Daddy in the chat says, when I hear Ben say the word traffic, my brain is conditioned for them to cut away for report. I don't know why you'd think that. See, all those people stuck in Kelly's traffic
that's
out
right.
there, potential listeners right now to Ben and Sammy. And if you are listening tomorrow on the program, last day before Woods returns, but we got another special Padres guest joining us, just found out. CEO Eric Grubner is going to be with
all
us
right.
at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's been a while since we've caught up with Grubner. So, you know, things going well. They've been, I think they sold out every game
of the homestand.
Of this homestand,
yes.
right?
It is up to how many sellouts?
30,
this year?
37. High 30s?
I want to say it's 37. I actually write it down next to the attendance every night. So it is.
The two game series.
37.
The two game series against the Dodgers, Sammy. Midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday. And they were setting attendance records, right?
Yes.
47 was the
Tuesday
record.
Was 47,559. That was a new record. And then Wednesday was 46,997.
Now, it used to be for the remodel of Gallagher Square.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost 50,000.
They didn't feel like they could get as many people in. But now they're getting a few more thousand in there. You notice it, right, when you're up in the loft.
Oh, Gallagher Square?
Well,
or just in general?
I mean,
yeah.
They got to go somewhere. I mean,
yes.
these are, I think there's how many seats? They say about 40,000 seats. So when you have 47,000, that's 7,000 people without a seat, which
right.
means they're either out in Gallagher Square or they're up with you in the
oh,
loft.
Yeah. I
or
mean,
they're, you know, just wandering around the concourses, which means there's just going to be less room to walk around some of those places.
Yeah.
But it's great atmosphere.
Tuesday and Wednesday in the loft were really busy.
Yeah.
Like, it varies up there because I could have a day game like yesterday where naturally it's only like noon and it's a, you know, a day game. So it's, you know, not super crowded up there, which admittedly at times is kind of nice because it's not as loud. But yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday, I mean, it's crazy.
And as someone who's been a Padre fan my whole life and went to games at the Q and at the Murph with 9,000 people, and there was plenty of parking. It was so easy to get in and out, and you go to the concession stand, and there's four people waiting and nobody in any of the lines, and you just go right up. And I know there's a temptation to have a little nostalgia for the convenience of going to a game with no one there. But I promise you, it's so much better
yeah.
now.
It's great.
It's so much better to actually have people cheering at the games. And if that means, yes, you have to wait in line for 15 minutes sometimes to get your, you know, your Board and Brew sandwich or your Grand Ole Barbecue, so be it. They got TVs all over the place. You can hear Jesse and Don and Mudd making their calls. It's way better to have people cheering your team on than show up with 7,000 people and it's empty and you just come in and you come out. There's no excitement there.
Right.
You're going for the excitement. And the crowd and the atmosphere is such a big part of it.
It is a tremendous crowd and atmosphere. And I know you guys agree. I don't say that because we're sitting in San Diego on the flagship. Like, it is so good every night, whether it's Dodgers or Phillies or
just
Diamondbacks.
Look at the national
perspective.
San Diego, Petco Park is always in the top three.
What it has become, and look, I'm very lucky. I know nothing different, okay, in my three seasons here. But it's unbelievable the amount of people there every night and the environment it is. And by the way,
was it yesterday you had Brian Hoeing on?
Yes.
And he talked about, he almost felt bad.
Like, yeah, well,
Lone Depot
he
Park.
Didn't, he didn't want to, you know, throw a dig it.
I mean, when you say, well, nothing against Lone Depot Park, we know what you really meant.
No. He handled it very well.
He did, yes. But we know what he was saying, that this is way cooler, and to have, you know, packed crowds is just better for a baseball player. And he actually, kind of the inside of it was, it also, I mean, you get a more spike of adrenaline when you're going out there. And, like, you use that, and it fuels you when you're out there. And you just don't get it when there's, you know, 7,000 people in the
stands. I think for a reliever, I could see where it would make a significant difference late in a game when you come in that kind of environment. By the way, Borden Brew had the Baja Beef at the ballpark yesterday for the first time. I had only had the Torcado ever. Had the Baja Beef. I split a sandwich with my guy Pedro Gutierrez. And, outstanding. Outstanding.
Do you get the sauce, though, still?
Yes.
Yeah, sauce is
and with the
important.
Same sauce that I use the Torcado. Wow. Board and Brew at the ballpark.
It's always a good choice.
Good stuff. Sold out crowds and the sandwiches.
But, and then he had the other part of it was when you're on the road and you've got to go against a team that has a giant crowd, you can get rattled pretty quickly when things aren't going well.
I think it makes a big difference.
All right, Sammy, go enjoy pickleball or whatever your last
Thank you for having me in.
Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Has in store. Annie and Elston are coming up next. Eric Grubner will join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock. For Paul Reindel, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.